marvel at the fact that, you know, while the Lord was praying, these three disciples were falling asleep.
所以主也在我们当中来先做这个唤醒的工作。
So the Lord would also do the work, original work of waking us up.
让我们在主面前都能够来清醒过来。
So that before the Lord, we can be alert and awake.
但我们也要感谢我们的主。
We also want to thank our Lord.
当我们看到那个三个门徒即使在睡觉的时候,
As we see the three disciples falling asleep,
主还在他们边上在祷告。
However, the Lord continued on to pray at their midst.
这个是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
接下来我们来读一点, 圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
第一处我们一起翻到提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn together to the first scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们读22节到21节, 在大户人家不但有金器银器, 也有木器瓦器, 有作为贵重的, 有作为卑贱的, 人若自洁, 脱离卑贱的事, 就必作贵重的器皿, 成为圣洁, 合乎主用, 预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20, 21. Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if a man cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
接下来我们几处圣经是在旧约撒母耳记上。
And then we'll have several scriptures in the Old Testament, first in 1 Samuel.
第一处撒母耳记上第三章第一节到第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 10.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在 神的灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”就跑到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。” 那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你又呼唤我，我在这里。”以利才明白过来是耶和华呼唤童子。因此以利对撒母耳说：“你能去睡吧？若再呼唤你，你就说耶和华请说，仆人静听。”撒母耳就去，人睡在原处。 耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说：“撒母耳，撒母耳。”撒母耳回答说：“请说，仆人静听。”First
Samuel chapter 3 verse 1 through 10. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and word from the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent. And it happened at that time as Eli was laying down in his place. Now his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well. And the lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. That the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." Then he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." So he went and lied down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he answered, "I did not call my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy, and Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for thy servant is listening."
第八章第四节到第十节。
Chapter 8, verse 4 through 10.
以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳，对他说：“你年纪老迈了，你儿子不行你的道，现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们，像列国一样。”撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理他们，他就祷告耶和华。耶和华对撒母耳说， 百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。自从我领他们出埃及到如今，他们常常离弃我，侍奉别神。现在他们向你所行的是照他们素来所行的，故此你要依从他们的话，只是当警戒他们，告诉他们将来那王怎样管辖他们。撒母耳将耶和华的话都传给求他立王的百姓。
1 Samuel chapter 8verses 4 through 10. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. And they said to him, "Behold, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king for us to judge us like all the nations." But the thing was displeasing in the sight of Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. Like all the deeds that they have done since the day that I brought them up from Egypt, even to this day, in that they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they're going to do to you also. Now then, listen to their voice. However, you shall solemnly warn them and tell them of the procedure of the king who will reign over them." So Samuel spoke all the words of the Lord to the people who had asked of him a king.
12章19到25节.
Chapter 12, verses 19 to 25.
众民对撒母耳说, 求你为仆人们祷告耶和华你的神, 免得我们死亡。 因为我们求立王的事正是罪上加罪了。撒母耳对百姓说：“不要惧怕，你们虽然行了这恶，却不要偏离耶和华，只要尽心侍奉他。若偏离耶和华去顺从那不能救人的虚神是无益的。耶和华既喜悦选你们做他的子民，就必因他的大名不撇弃你们。至于我， 断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指教你们。只要你们敬畏耶和华，诚诚实实地尽心侍奉他，想念他向你们所行的事何等大。你们若仍然作恶，你们和你们的王必一同灭亡。
1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 19 to 25. Then all the people said to Samuel, "Pray for your servants to the Lord your God, so that we may not die. For we have added to all our sins this evil by asking for ourselves a king." And Samuel said to the people, "Do not fear. You have committed all this evil. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And you must not turn aside, for then you would go after futile things which cannot profit or deliver, because they are futile. For the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because of the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, but I will instruct you in the good and right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, both you and your king shall be swept away.
最后我们来念第一章第十节到第十一节。
Lastly, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 and 11.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华， 你若垂顾婢女的骨情，见愿不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终生归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. And she, greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy maidservant and remember me and not forget thy maidservant and will give thy maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and the razor shall never come on his head." Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你！
Lord, how we thank you.
我们作为罪人，主啊，你救我们来到你的面前。We
are sinners, but you have saved us into your presence.
你在你的爱子的当中，能够来悦纳我们。You
are well pleased by us in your beloved Son.
今天你还把我们摆在你话语的亮光当中。Today
you still place us in the light of your word.
我们来求你，你的话语实在是在我们当中来做这样一个开启的工作。
We entreat you for your word to do the revelation work in us.
求你仍然能够来向我们来说话。
We entreat to you to continue to speak to us.
求你来继续在我们当中来拯救我们。
Continue to save us in our midst.
直到我们能够来全然归给我们的主。
Until we can yield ourselves entirely to our Lord.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们开始一开始所念的圣经是在提摩太后后书的当中。
Earlier, the first scripture that we read was in 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书我们知道是保罗在当时在圣经里所写的最后一卷书。
We know that this is the last epistle that Paul wrote in the Bible.
这也是使徒保罗在他为主殉道的时候写给提摩太的一本书。
This is also a letter written by the apostle Paul before he was martyred.
是对他所爱的，是他在主里的儿子提摩太最后的嘱咐。
These are commandments that Paul gave to his beloved son, his co-worker in Christ.
因为他对他的弟兄跟他的同伴提摩太有一个很深的负担。
Because Paul had a deep burden for his co-worker and companion, Timothy.
就是希望他能够来成为一个合乎主用的贵重器皿。
Because Paul hoped that Timothy would become a vessel useful to the master.
当保罗在写提摩太后书的时候，
When Paul was writing the Second Timothy,
我们知道当时的罗马帝国已经是非常的强大。
We know that the Roman Empire at the time was very strong.
但当时的罗马政府是极其逼迫基督徒的。
However, at the time, the Roman government was actively persecuting Christians.
你那时候凡是是基督徒，在政府的眼中就是罪犯。
At that time, if you are a Christian, you are a criminal in the eyes of the government.
所以保罗在写这本书的时候，他是被囚禁在罗马监狱当中的囚犯。
Therefore, when Paul was writing this epistle, he was imprisoned in the Roman prison.
我们知道当时的罗马帝国，他们是要决心来消灭基督徒。
The Roman government at the time had made a determination to annihilate Christians.
所以当时的教会，他们面临着各种各样的逼迫。
So the church at the time was facing all kinds of persecution and affliction.
当时的教会其实不仅面对着外面的这些危险。
Not only was the church faced with all kinds of external threats,
而且教会本身它也处在一个危机的当中。
The church itself was also in crisis.
所以我们开始念的提摩太后书 当中说到
Therefore, in the 2 Timothy scripture we read, it mentioned
他说在大户人家
In verse 20, in a large house
当时保罗不再称这个教会是 神的家
At the time, Paul did not call God's house
而称为是大户人家
He called the church a large house
一方面来说，教会已经有了非常大的一个规模。
Of course, at the time, the church has reached a certain size.
信主的人已经非常的多。
There were many, many people who have believed in the Lord.
我们也知道福音好像已经传到了当时的那个地极。
It's also as if the gospel has reached the end of the earth.
但另外一方面也给我们看到。
However, on the other hand, we saw this aspect.
教会呢变成了里面既有贵重的器皿也有卑贱器皿的大户人家
We see that the church has turned into a large house filled with vessels to honor and vessels to dishonor
这是一种教会不正常的光景
This is an abnormal condition for the church
因为我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是神的器皿
Because every single person who has been saved by grace is of course a vessel for God
都应当是在神眼中作为贵重的器皿
We ought to be considered as vessels to honor in the eyes of God.
因为圣经说到，我们是被神所拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Because we are a royal priesthood, a chosen race, a people of God's possession.
我们是被神来召，能够来成为贵重的器皿。
We have been called by God to become vessels of honor.
为着主能够来用我们，来叫我们宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
We are called to be useful to the Master to proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
所以，只有是贵重的器皿，才能合乎主用。
Only vessels of honor are useful to the master and the Lord.
当教会是在正常的光景的当中，我们每一个门的人都是合乎主用的贵重器皿。
When the church is in the normal condition, every single one of us should be a vessel of honor, useful to the master.
都是为着他的目的，能够来被他来使用。
We're all used by him and for his purpose.
能够来照着神的旨意的时候，他要把我们每一个被召的人，在他的家中都是成为贵重的器皿。
According to his will, every single one of us have been called to go to his household to be vessels of honor.
应该是都是贵重的器皿，而不是一个卑贱的器皿。
We ought to all be vessels for honor and not vessels for dishonor.
但不知不觉，我们觉得神贵重的器皿，却变成了卑贱的器皿。
But unconsciously, vessels for honor has turned into vessels for dishonor.
在这种情况下，教会就在一个不正常的光景。
Therefore, the church has fallen into an abnormal condition.
在神眼中就成为了大户人家，而不再是神的家。
Therefore, the church has become a large house and not the household of God.
这不仅是保罗和提摩太当时教会的危机，这也是我们今天所面临的危机。
Not only is the crisis, this is the crisis faced by Paul and Timothy. This is also the same crisis that we face.
为什么在神的家中，神要的是贵重的器皿，而不是卑贱的器皿呢？
Why is it that in God's house, He is looking for vessels for honor and not vessels for dishonor?
因为我们开始读的圣经，让我们看到，在神眼中贵重的器皿是金器跟银器。
Earlier in the scripture, we see that what is considered vessels for honor are vessels of gold and silver.
而卑贱的器皿呢，是木器跟瓦器。
And vessels of wood and earthenware, these are vessels for dishonor.
我们可以我们来想一下啊，在我们自己每个人的家里都有不少的器皿。
We can think about our daily lives in every single one of our houses. We all have a lot of vessels.
在我们自己的家里，怎么样的器皿会多一些呢？
In our family, what kind of vessels would we have in excess?
在我们自己平常的生活的当中，怎样的器皿我们会用的多一些呢？
In our daily living, what kind of vessels do we use more often?
我在准备的时候，我就在想，我的家里到底有些什么器皿。
As I was preparing for the sermon, I was reflecting upon what kind of vessels I have in my own house.
我好像我们家好像没有金器跟银器。
I don't think we have any vessels of gold and silver in my house.
其实就算在我们人的家中有不少金器银器。
Even if you were to have vessels of gold and silver in your house,
但平常生活当中，其实我们用的最多的是木器跟瓦器。
However, in our daily living, even if you were to have those vessels, you would use more frequently vessels of wood and of earthenware.
因为在人的家里可以没有金器银器，但是呢，好像不能缺少木器跟瓦器。
Because in our normal houses, we could lack vessels for gold, but we cannot have not have vessels of wood and earthenware.
因为从我们人的观念来看，器皿就是可以用，是讲它的用处。
Because from our human concepts, a vessel is useful so that it can be used.
如果可以用得多，能够来用的这个器皿大的话呢，这个就是好的器皿，在人的眼中。
If we can use the more frequently we can use the vessel, the more useful we think it is, right?
我们往往有的时候呢，也从这样的观念呢来看神家的服事。
And a lot of times we transfer the same concept in service to God.
我在教会中我可以做一些事情啊，我们有一些服事呢，我觉得我就不错了。
I can do some things in the house of God. I can have some service. I think I'm pretty good.
但我们实在是要来到主的面前来问，我的服事在神的眼中到底是贵重的还是卑贱的？
However, we truly need to go into the presence of God and ask Him whether our service is honorable or dishonorable.
而不是从我们自己从人的眼光当中来看。
We should not view these things from our own human perspective.
所以在神的眼中，在神的家里，神所要的器皿其实不是讲它的用途跟用处。
Therefore, in God's eyes, in God's house, His vessels is not talking about the functionality of any vessels.
也不是讲这个大小跟它的数量。
It is not dependent on the size of the vessels and the number of the vessels.
神所要的器皿是关乎这个器皿的价值。
What God is after is the value of these vessels.
关乎我们在神眼中我们的价值是如何。
It is determined by the value that God accreted to us in His house.
贵重有一个意思就是尊尊贵，就像英文里面说的那个字。
So for a vessel to be honorable,
就是尊贵，贵重一个意思就是尊贵。卑贱的意思呢，就是不尊贵，或者呢，另外一个意思呢，就是羞辱。
The word vessel for dishonor means that it is something that would bring shame.
所以让我们看到，当我们是贵重的器皿来服侍神的时候呢，我们就可以叫神得到尊贵。
So we see that if we are vessels for honor, as we serve God, we would bring honor to God.
而如果我们是卑贱的器皿来服侍神，就算我们在服侍，其实叫神是得不到尊贵，反而呢是在羞辱神。
However, if we are vessels for dishonor, as we serve God, not only do we not bring honor to God, we also bring dishonor to God.
所以神要在神的家中是贵重的器皿，而不是卑贱的器皿来服侍他。
Therefore, God desires to have vessels for honor to serve Him in His house.
我们知道在神眼中的贵重的器皿是金器银器。
We know that in God's eyes, vessels for, of gold and silver are vessels for honor.
那么什么是金器银器呢？
What are vessels for, of gold and silver?
金在圣经当中是代表着神的性情。
Gold typifies the divine nature in the Bible.
而银是代表着主耶稣的救赎。
And silver speaks to the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus.
这说到我们每一个在神家里的人是有神的性情、神的生命在我们的里面。
Therefore, it talks about how every single one of us in God's house, we have the divine nature and His character in us.
我们在神家的服事应该是凭着神的性情来服事，是神生命的流露。
Therefore, we serve God in His divine nature, and it is an outpouring of His life. This is how we serve in God's house.
如果我们是这样的生活跟侍奉，那么我们在神的眼中就是金器银器，就是贵重的器皿。
As we serve and live in this manner, then we will become vessels for honor in His eyes, in His house.
在旧约的圣殿里面。
In the temple in the Old Testament,
只有金器跟银器，没有其他材料的器皿。
It only contained vessels for gold and silver. There were no other vessels of any other material.
神非常看重，也非常宝贵这些贵重的器皿。
God put a lot of emphasis, and He truly treasured those vessels.
就算当以色列百姓他们都被掳。圣殿被毁的时候
，even to the point where the people of Israel were exiled and the temple was destroyed，
但这些贵重的器皿却没有被毁坏。
However, these vessels for honor were not destroyed，
甚至在外邦的之地，它也是被神保护了起来。
They were even protected in the land of the Gentiles.
所以当以色列的百姓他们最后回归耶路撒冷的时候，
Therefore, when the people of Israel went back to Jerusalem,
这些被神保护的金器银器都从被掳之地被带了回来。
All these vessels of gold and silver that were protected by God were also brought back.
所以我们发现一件很稀奇的事情，当我们在读以斯拉记的时候。
So therefore, we marvel at this fact as we read Ezra.
原来神把这些金器跟银器都一一的编了号。
God has numbered every single one of these vessels of gold and of silver.
因为在神的家中不能缺少贵重的器皿。
Because in God's house, He cannot lack vessels of for honor.
那么什么是木器瓦器呢？
So what are vessels of wood and of earthenware?
在圣经中，木往往代表着人的性情。
Wood typifies in the Bible the human nature.
而瓦也就是说到土，就是说到我们天然人里面是土所造的。
And earthenware speaks to the natural self that we are made out of dust.
这说到我们天然的人是属地的。
Therefore, our natural man is earthbound.
所以说到木器瓦器的服事呢，就是我们凭着自己的性情， 我们自己属地的生命在神家里面来服侍。
So to serve him as a vessel of dishonor is to use our own nature according to our own wishes, and we serve in God's house.
我们可能在神的家中是在很努力的在服侍。
Maybe we were very diligently working, serving in God's house.
我们可能是用最大的力量来竭尽全力的在服侍。
Maybe we have used our utmost strength in our service in God's house.
但如果我这个人在神的家中的侍奉是按照我自己的性情、自己的喜好、自己的想法来服侍的话。
However, if I were to serve God in my own nature, my own wishes, and my own inclination,
我们这一切劳苦的服侍，在神的眼中是一个卑贱的一个服侍。
All this labor of toil will be considered a service of dishonor in God's eyes.
不仅不能带给神尊贵，反而可能叫神蒙羞辱。
Not only would it not bring honor to God, it would even bring shame to God.
同时在神的家中，如果我们是做卑贱的侍奉的时候，
And in God's house, as we are doing service of dishonor,
神的家的一个光景就是在软弱的当中。
God's house would fall into weakness.
神的见证就在我们当中不会明亮。
God's testimony will not be bright in our midst.
甚至我们有的时候来问主耶稣的见证还到底在不在我们当中。
To the extent we even question whether the testimony of the Lord Jesus is in our midst.
所以在神的家中有木器瓦器的时候，神就称为这个家是大户人家。
Therefore, when there is vessels of wood and earthenware in God's house, God called that a large house.
我们的神只住在神的家中，他不会住在大户人家中。
Our God would only dwell in his own house. He would not dwell in a large house.
从外面来看，大户人家里面的从来不会缺器皿，不会缺服侍。
From the external perspectives, in a large house, you would never lack service. You would never lack any vessels.
就像启示录里面说的一样都不缺。
Just like what's in the book of Revelation, it says you lack nothing.
但主却不在其中，他只能站在门外。
However, the Lord is not in there. He was just standing outside at the door.
但我们要感谢主，因为主不满意这样的光景。
We have to thank the Lord that he is not satisfied with this condition.
主是在门外，但是他在门外在叩门。
He is indeed outside at the door, but he is knocking at the door.
他来做唤醒我们的工作。
He is doing the work of waking us up.
叫我们从这种不正常的光景的当中能够来醒悟过来。
So that we can awake from this abnormal condition.
所以主来呼召我们，叫我们能够来自洁，能够来脱离卑贱，来做贵重的器皿。
Therefore, the Lord calls us to cleanse ourselves from these dishonorable things, so that we can become a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master.
这是保罗当时对提摩太的劝勉。
This is the exhortation of Paul to Timothy at the time.
这也是今天他对我们的呼召。
This is also his calling to every single one of us today.
来叫我们来洁净我们自己，来脱离卑贱。
So that we can cleanse ourselves from these dishonorable things.
不再做木器瓦器，来改变我们变成金器跟银器。
So that we no longer remain in the stages of being vessels of wood and of earthenware, but we are going to be transformed into vessels of gold and silver.
能够来成为合乎主用的贵重器皿。
So that we can be useful to the master, a vessel for honor.
我们的神从来没有预定一些蒙的人来做金器跟银器。
Our Lord has never predetermined for certain people to become vessels of gold or for vessels of silver.
也没有预定另外一些人来做木器跟瓦器。
He also did not predestine some vessels to be wood of vessels of earthenware.
神的心意是要在神的家中所有的人都能够来成为金器银器，成为贵重的器皿。
His desire is for every single one of us in his house to become vessel of gold and of silver and a vessel for honor.
神在我们当中其实做的一件工作，就是来改变我们天然属地的生命。
His one work that he is doing in our midst is to turn our natural earthbound life
来脱离我们里面属土属木头的这样一个性质。
So that we can depart from the nature of being wood and of earthen vessel
能够来成为金器银器，成为圣洁，能够来合乎主用。
So that we can become gold and silver vessels useful to the master, sanctified.
但我们同时也看见另外一件事情。
However, at the same time, we see something else.
我们的神是无法在一个不愿意的人身上来成就他的旨意。
Our Lord is not able to accomplish his will in someone who is not willing to work with him.
无论是我们的得救，还是成为贵重的器皿。
Whether with regard to our salvation or of us becoming vessels for honor.
愿意在神面前，我们都有这样一个心愿，愿意自洁。
We desire for every single one of us to have this desire to cleanse ourselves.
当我们有了这样一个心愿以后，神就可以在我们身上来做工。
Once we have this desire, then the Lord can commence His work in us.
愿我们都今天都能够来谦卑地来到主的面前。
May today we can all come before in His presence in humility.
能够来承认我们实在是充满着很多木器跟瓦器的光景。
To confess to him that we are full of wood and earthenware.
我们实在需要来自洁，来脱离卑贱。
And therefore, we really do need to cleanse ourselves from all these dishonorable things.
让主的性情跟他的生命在我们里面能够来显明出来。
So that his divine nature and his divine life can be manifested in us.
来改变我们，成为贵重的器皿，能合乎主用。
So that he can change us into vessels for honor, useful to the master.
如果我们都有这样一个心愿的话，
If we all have this heart desire,
下面我们要从旧约中的一个人物撒母耳跟他的经历的身上来学习如何得到一个贵重的器皿，能够来合乎主用。
We will learn from the Old Testament, from the character of Samuel, we'll learn how to be turned into a vessel for honor, useful to the master.
我们要来看在神眼中贵重器皿的几个特点。
We want to see a few characteristics in God's eye, what are vessels for honor.
我们可以一同来学习在这些点上让神来制作，来改变我们成为合他心意的器皿。
We can learn from these special characteristics to know how he is constituting Christ in us so that we can become vessels useful to the master.
第一个特点我们要来看，撒母耳他有一个纯洁单纯的心。
We need to first see that Samuel has a simple heart, simple and pure.
我们读以色列历史的时候，我们知道撒母耳他生活是在士师时代。
Well, as we read the Old Testament, we know that Samuel lived in the days of Judges.
虽然那个时候神已经把以色列人百姓带进了他的应许之地迦南。
Even though at the time God has already brought his people into the land, the promised land, the land of Canaan.
但当时以色列人一再的背叛神，神行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
However, the people continuously rebelled against God and did what was evil in God's eyes.
去拜周围列国的偶像，惹动耶和华的怒气。
They worshipped all these other gods of all these idols, and therefore they stir God to wrath.
所以因着他们的悖逆，神就允许就容许周围的仇敌来欺压他们，来压制他们。
Because of their rebellion, God has allowed the surrounding enemies to oppress the Israelites.
使他们落在仇敌的手中。
Therefore, the Israelites were fallen in the hands of their enemies.
当他们因为受压制而哀求耶和华的时候，
But as they out of their oppression, they cried out to the Lord God.
神也怜悯他们，为他们兴起士师，来拯救他们脱离仇敌的辖制。
God was merciful and gracious to them. He also raised up judges so that the judges can deliver them from all this affliction and oppression.
但当士师死后，这些百姓又回到了原来的光景，转去行恶。
However, after the judges passed by, the people of Israel again did evil in God's eyes.
所以那个时候的光景就是在这种的重复的过程的当中。
So this vicious cycle would happen again and again.
撒母耳就是出生在这种环境里面，他也生长在这个环境里面。
Samuel was born in this environment and he was also raised in this environment.
但撒母耳还是孩子的时候，他就侍立在耶和华的面前，是在耶和华的面前来渐渐的长大。
However, the boy Samuel, he stood before the Lord, and he grew up before the Lord.
我们读圣经的时候，我们知道他当时是侍立在祭司以利面前来侍奉耶和华。
We know that at the time, the boy Samuel stood before Eli when he served God.
我们来读撒母耳记第二章的时候，我们就知道当时的祭司以利和他的两个儿子在神面前的侍奉是极其失败的。
We also read, we also know from chapter 2 that Eli and his two sons, their service before God was utterly despicable.
他们在神面前的侍奉是为神所极其厌恶的。
And the Lord really loathed their service before him.
撒母耳就在这种环境中长大，在这种昏暗的属灵的光景当中来侍奉神。
Samuel grew up in this dark and a dim place, and he was serving God.
我们往往会把我们自己的属灵当中的软弱、失败、退后、不冷不热，这一切都归咎于我们周围的环境。
A lot of times we put the blame on our neither cold or hot, we are weak, we fail, all these spiritual failures, we put all the blame on our outside environment.
我的软弱可能是我的工作不好。
I am weak because my job is bad.
如果我有一份工作或者一份我所喜欢的工作，我的属灵光景可能就不一样了。
If I were to have a job or had a job that I like, then my spiritual condition would be different.
或者我的家庭实在不理想。
Or my family life is not ideal.
如果我有一位信主并且爱主、顺服主，也愿意顺服我的配偶的话，这我的属灵光景就不一样了。
If I were to have a spouse who loves the Lord and pursues after the Lord and also submits to me, then my spiritual condition would be different.
或者我的周围的弟兄姐妹，他不够爱我，不够关心我。
Or the brothers and sisters around me, they don't love me enough, they don't care for me enough.
我不来聚会，好像也没人打电话给我。
I don't come to the meetings and no one bothered to call me.
这绝对影响我属灵的光景。
This, of course, affects my spiritual condition.
但我们看到撒母耳所处的环境一点也不比我们好，只能说比我们更恶劣。
However, if you look at the conditions of Samuel, his conditions were no worse than us. In fact, they are more adverse.
但他却在耶和华的面前渐渐地长大，叫耶和华和人越发喜爱他。
However, he grew up in that condition before God and men, and he grew in favor with God and with men, in stature and in favor.
只有一个原因，就是他从小就是归给耶和华。
There's only one reason, because he has been dedicated to the Lord from his youth.
从他出生的时候就是一个拿细尔人。
From his birth, he was a Nazarite.
在民数记第六章说到，拿细尔人就是一个归给神的人。
In Numbers chapter 6, it talks about a Nazarite is someone who is fully dedicated to the Lord.
拿细尔人是过一个完全的献上并且是完全归给神的一个生活。
Being a Nazarite means that you are totally separated and you are totally consecrated to the God.
所以在撒母耳还是孩子的时候，他小小的撒母耳就穿着细麻布的以弗德，侍立在耶和华的面前。
So when Samuel was a very young boy, he was wearing this fine linen ephod and he was standing before God.
即使在周围非常恶劣的环境当中，他可以不受影响，不受搅扰。
And he was not affected or disturbed at all by any adverse external conditions.
他知道自己是穿着以弗德，他自己知道他的身份。
He knew that he was wearing the ephod, and therefore he knew his position.
他能守住自己向着主纯洁、不被玷污的心。
He can kept his heart of simplicity and undefiled heart.
如果我们今天有这个心愿，愿意成为神手中贵重的器皿，我们一定是拿细尔人。
If we were to desire that to be a vessel for honor, we have to be a Nazarite.
一定是归给神并守住这样一个身份的人。
We are also dedicated to God, and we have also kept our status.
所以我们要竭力保守。向着神一直有这样一个纯洁单纯的心。
So we have to with all diligence keep the simplicity of faith toward God.
我们对比以利的两个儿子。
Let's contrast this with the two sons of Eli.
虽然他们也是祭司，也是神的器皿。
They were also priests and they were also vessels for God.
但在神眼中却是卑贱的器皿。
However, in the eyes of God, they were vessels for dishonor.
他们不认识神，不敬畏神。
They did not know God and they did not revere God.
他们不仅没有向着神的心。
Not only do they not have a heart toward God,
反而他们只看重他们所要吃的肉。
On the contrary, they were focusing on the meat that they were about to get.
正像腓立比书当中所说到的。
It's just like what Philippians said.
他说他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Whose God is their appetite and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things.
圣经记载到他们的作为使人厌弃给耶和华献祭。
And the Bible says that because of their doings, people loathe offering to God.
这实在使我们的神被羞辱的一件事情。
This really brought shame to our God.
所以我们要向着神有一颗纯洁单纯的心。
Therefore, we have to have a heart of simplicity toward God.
能成为贵重的器皿，让神得到尊贵。
So that we can become vessels for honor and bring honor to God.
第二点。
Second,
一个贵重的器皿是一个能够来学习听见神的话并且答应神呼召的人。
A vessel for honor can learn to listen to God and also respond to his calling.
撒母耳还是小孩子的时候，
When Samuel was yet a boy,
圣经说那些日子耶和华言语稀少，不常有默示。
In chapter 3 verse 1 it says that in those days word from the Lord was rare and visions were infrequent.
其实我们的神是一个说话的神，是一个非常乐意向我们说话的神。
In fact, our God is someone who speaks volumes and he loves to talk to us.
如果神不对我们说话，我们其实没有办法明白神的心意。
If God were not to speak to us, we would not understand his heart's desire.
当我们来读圣经的时候，知道神向许多的人说话，也说了许多的话。
We see as we study the Bible that God has spoken to volumes to many people and he speaks lots.
如果神没有对人说话的话，我们今天就不会有这本圣经。
If God were not to be speaking to men, we wouldn't have this Bible today.
因为圣经都是神所默示给我们的。
Because the Bible is everything that God has revealed to us.
神向人言语稀少的原因是因为听话的人没有这个能听的耳朵。
The word from the Lord was rare in those days because there wasn't this ear that can hear God's word.
神不是不愿意向人来说话，来向人来启示。
It's not that God doesn't want to talk to us or want to give us revelation.
而是神找不到一个能听进他话的器皿。
God cannot find a vessel that can hear his words.
因为如果我们是卑贱的器皿的话，
If we are vessels for dishonor,
神就无法来对我们来说话。
There is no way God can talk to us.
神说的话在卑贱的器皿身上是没有任何的反应。
When God talked to a vessel for dishonor, it would bring no response.
就像祭司以利。
It's just like the priest, Eli.
神不是没有对他说过话。
It's not that God hasn't spoken to Eli.
但他对神的话没有反应。
But he did not respond to the word of God.
圣经特别提到一件事情。
The Bible particularly mentioned this one thing.
因为他尊重他的儿子，过于尊重神，过于尊重神的话。
Because Eli honored his sons above God and above the word of God.
所以在那些日子耶和华的言语稀少。
Therefore, the word from the Lord was rare in those days.
当神不对人来说话的时候，
When God ceases to talk to men,
我们要知道这对人来说是一件非常严肃的事情。
From the human perspective, this is a very solemn thing.
当神不对人说话的时候，对器皿来说是一件非常可怕的事情。
When God stops talking to men, as far as the vessels are concerned, this is a very terrible thing.
我们不要觉得神不对我说话，好像也没有什么了不起。
We shouldn't think that if God doesn't talk to me, it is no big deal.
如果我们来想这一件事情，
If you think about this,
在我们的家里，如果当我们的父母突然不对孩子说话的时候，
In our family, if the parents suddenly stop talking to the children,
孩子一定会觉得他们是有麻烦。
The children will surely know that they are in trouble.
所以当神对以利不常有默示的时候，
Therefore, when visions to Eli were infrequent,
以利是在一种非常可怜的光景中。
Eli has fallen into a deplorable condition.
圣经特别说到他眼目昏花，看不分明。
The Bible particularly mentioned that his eyesight had begun to grow dim and he could not see well.
神的灯 在神耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭。
The lamp of God had not yet gone out near the ark in the temple of the Lord.
这就是卑贱器皿的光景。
This is the conditions for vessels for dishonor.
在黑暗中，在毫无盼望的境况下。
It's fallen into darkness. It has no hope.
但我们要来感谢我们的神。
However, we need to thank our God.
即使神在那个时候言语稀少，不常有漠视。
Even in those days where, when word from the Lord was rare and visions were infrequent.
我们不要以为神就静止就不做事。
Do not think that God has stopped doing anything.
其实神一直在做一件事情。
God has continuously doing one thing.
他就是来寻找一个器皿，一个可以能够他说话的器皿。
He was seeking for a vessel to whom he can speak his words to.
所以撒母耳就是这个神可以来向他说话的器皿。
Samuel was this vessel to which God could speak to.
因为他是一个侍立在神面前，向着神有一颗单纯心的人。
Because he stood before God and he has this simplicity and purity in him.
神不仅要得到这个器皿，更是要来预备，来制作这个器皿。
Not only would God seek this vessel, he would also prepare this vessel for his use.
让撒母耳来学习能听见主的声音。
So that he enables Samuel to learn to hear the voice of the Lord.
所以我们不仅要有一个能够愿意听见，能够愿意听见主向我说话的心。
Not only do we need to have a heart that desires to hear from the Lord.
我们也愿意来学习怎么样子能够来听见主的声音。
We also need to learn how we can hear from the voice of the Lord.
我们知道撒母耳从小还是孩子的时候，他就侍立在耶和华的面前。
We know that even when Samuel was a boy, he has been standing before the presence of God.
他向着神有一颗完全的心。
He has a whole heart toward God.
但很稀奇。当神第一次来呼唤撒母耳的时候
But amazingly, when God called out to Samuel the first time,
撒母耳不知道那是神来呼唤他。
Samuel did not know that it was God who was calling him.
他以为是以利来呼唤他。
He thought it was Eli who was calling him.
因为他从来没有亲耳听见过神的声音。
Because he has never until that point heard the voice of God with his own ear.
所以他就跑到以利那里说，是你呼唤我吗？我在这里。
Therefore, he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
但以利回答说，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。
But Eli answered, "I did not call. Lie down again."
所以第二次，耶和华又呼唤撒母耳。
So the second time, God called out to Samuel again.
我们觉得这次他应该听见了。
We see that this time, surely Samuel would have heard.
但没有，撒母耳起来，还是跑到以利那里。
However, Samuel still ran to Eli.
说是不是你呼唤我？我在这里。
Are you the one who called me? Here I am.
以利回答说：我的，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。
I did not call you. Lie down again.
所以耶和华第三次来呼唤撒母耳。
Therefore, the Lord God called Samuel the third time.
但撒母耳还是起来，还是到以利那里。
Samuel arose and went to Eli again.
说你又呼唤我，我在这里。
You call me again. Here I am.
到了第三次，是以利明白过来，告诉撒母耳说，是耶和华在呼唤他。
So when it came to the third time, Eli discerned that it was the Lord who was calling the boy.
所以到了第四次，耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤，说撒母耳，撒母耳。
Therefore, the fourth time, the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人静听。
And therefore Samuel said, speak, for thy servant is listening.
我们每个人的属灵生命都是需要时间来成长的。
All of our spiritual lives require time so that our spiritual lives can grow.
我们属灵成长当中很重要的一件事情就是能够来听见神的话。
A very critical issue for us to grow in our spiritual life is because we can hear God's words.
能够来学习，能够来直接听见主的话。
We need to learn to hear God's words directly.
我们要学习从一开始，我不知道是神是在向我来说话。
We need to learn from the point where we did not know it was God who was talking to us.
对主的对我的说话不是很敏感。
We were not very sensitive to the word of God at the time.
到慢慢的，我们对主对我说话就非常的敏感。
But gradually, we become very sensitive to the voice of the Lord.
撒母耳是直到第四次才知道是神来呼唤他。
It took Samuel the fourth time until he realized that it was God who was calling out to him.
这我们呢
？What about us?
求主给我们一个谦卑的心。
May God grant us a humble heart.
愿意来学习听见主向我说话。
So that we're willing to hear the word of God to us.
这件事情需要我们来花时间花代价。
This requires we putting time and paying a price.
撒母耳是半夜从床上起来四次。
Samuel got out of his bed in the middle of the night four times.
他才第一次学习到神在呼唤他。
Then for the first time, he learned that it was God who is calling out to him.
我们实在不应该是成为一个懒惰的人。
We surely should not become sluggish.
我们以为读过了一遍圣经。
We thought we had read the Bible through once.
或者这卷书我已经查过一遍了。
Or I've already studied this book in the Bible once.
我觉得已经差不多了。
I think I'm okay.
如果我们以为我们跟撒母耳有一样的灵性的话。
If we feel like we have the same spirituality as Samuel.
按照撒母耳的经历，他至少也要四遍。
According to Samuel's experience, you require reading at least four times.
其实我们每周至少有一件事情我们可以来操练。
There is one thing we can exercise once a week, every week.
我们每个礼拜五来查经的时候，至少要把查的圣经内容要读四遍。
Every Friday night, before we come to the Bible study, we have to read our passage at least four times.
如果你觉得你可能还比不上撒母耳的话呢，可能还要多读几遍。
If you think you are not as good as Samuel, maybe you need to read it a few more times.
同时呢，我们不仅要能够来直接听见主对我说话。
At the same time, not only do we need to hear directly what God is saying to us,
而且要学习可以来直接回应主的话。
We also need to learn to directly respond to the voice of God.
就像撒母耳一样，回答神说：“请说，仆人静听。”
Just as Samuel responded, "Speak, for thy servant is listening."
所以当撒母耳在神面前，他有这样不断的学习，能够来直接听见主的话。
As Samuel has this continuous learning of learning, hearing directly from God.
并且能够来答应主的话。
And he can also respond to the voice of God.
他对神的认识就能够来渐渐的能够来长进。
His knowledge of God would grow gradually.
他就能够来预备好成为贵重的器皿来为主用。
He will be prepared to become vessels for honor, useful to the master.
我们看到神就借着撒母耳这个贵重的器皿。
So we see that God, by using the vessel Samuel, the vessel for honor,
在以色列人百姓当中带进了君王和国度。
He ushered in the king and the kingdom among the people of Israel.
第三点。
Thirdly,
一个贵重的器皿是一个忠心和顺服于神的人。
A vessel for honor is someone who is faithful and obedient to God.
我们要有属灵的长进来成为贵重的器皿。
In order for us to grow to become vessels for honor,
不仅要在学习听见主的话、顺服主的话上面要有学习。
Not only do we need to learn about hearing the word of God and obeying the word of God,
我们要来学习做仆人来服侍。
We also need to learn to be servants and to serve.
我们读圣经的时候会发现撒母耳从小啥他所做的第一件服事。
As we study the Bible, we realize the first service that Samuel performed
可能就是他早晨起来来开那个耶和华圣殿的门。
It's probably every morning he woke up and he opened the door to the temple.
我想我们很多年轻人都不太容易早晨起来。
I think that a lot of young people among us cannot get up early in the morning.
我不知道我们这里聚会的门是不是年轻人来开的。
I don't know if the doors to our church building is opened by young people.
但撒母耳愿意从早上开门这件小事上来学习忠心侍奉神。
So from the small thing of opening the door to the house of God, Samuel is learning how to be a faithful servant.
撒母耳不仅在小事上，在不多的事上，他能够来忠心。
Not only is Samuel faithful in small things and few things,
他也能够在神量给他的权柄的手下来学习侍奉。
He also learned service in the authority that God has measured out for him.
来学习在神的面前能够来忠心顺服于他肉身的主人。
He has learned obedience in the master in the flesh that God has measured for him.
甚至他的这个主人实在是不怎么样。
Even though his master really is only so-so.
我们开始来读道过。在一个晚上连续三次，只要撒母耳听见了，他马上就起来跑到以利的面前。
So think about it. In one night, three times in the same night, as long as Samuel can hear him, as Eli, he ran to Eli.
三次他都在以利面前说，是不是你呼唤我，我在这里。
Three times Samuel said, you called me, here I am.
没有一点的不耐烦。
There was no impatience in Samuel.
他完全可以听见，或者是当成没有听见一样。
He could very well pretend he didn't hear Eli at all.
反正那个老以利，他眼目昏花，也看不分明。
No matter what, you know, Eli, quote unquote, his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well.
但撒母耳没有，他每一次都认认真真的来到以利的跟前，他来询问。
However, every time Samuel ran to Eli with all seriousness and inquired of Eli.
我们如果不太会听从我们肉身主人的话，我们就很难能够来乐意，能够来听从主的话。
If we're not very willing to listen to the master in the flesh, our masters in the flesh, it would be very hard for us to discern the voice of the Lord.
我们如果无法忠心顺服于我们肉身的主人，我们也就很难能够来忠心顺服于神。
If we are not faithful in our obedience in our earthly masters, it would also be hard for us to be faithful in obedience to our heavenly Father.
就像我们的孩子一样。
It's just like our children.
我们的孩子在家里，如果他不大会听从他父母的话的话。
If in our children in their own house, if they are not very obedient to their parents,
这个孩子也很难乐意来听从主的话。
And this child is very hard for the child to be willingly to listen to the voice of God.
如果这个孩子没有办法来忠心来顺服于他肉身的父母的话。
If this child is not willing to obey his earthly parents,
这个孩子也很难忠心顺服于神。
This child is also very difficult for this child to obey God.
如果我们是忠心和顺服的人的话，
If we are faithful and obedient people,
在神眼中就是贵重的器皿。
We are vessels for honor.
所以因为我们愿意学习神什么时候来呼召我们，我们就何时来顺服。
We want to learn that whenever God calls, we will obey.
无论神把我们放在哪里，给我们怎么样子的工作，他贵重的器皿都能够来忠心侍奉于神。
Wherever God puts us, whatever conditions He puts us in, we will also be faithful and obedient to Him.
所以在神眼中，贵重的器皿就是神能够来自由的使用。
So in God's eyes, vessel for honor are the ones where God can use with liberty.
第四点。
Fourthly,
一个贵重的器皿不是为着自己，是为着团体，为着神的旨意。
A vessel for honor is not only living for himself, but for the corporate purpose, for God's will.
我们知道在圣经中有两卷书是以撒母耳命名的。
We know that there are two books in the Bible that are named after Samuel.
分别是撒母耳记上和撒母耳记下。
Which are 1st and 2nd Samuel.
但这两卷书总共55章当中，只有非常少的部分是讲到撒母耳。
For out of these two books, 55 chapters, there were very little passage on Samuel himself.
其实大部分都是讲到扫罗跟大卫的故事。
Most of first and second Samuel was covering David and Saul.
特别是讲到大卫。
Particularly, it mentioned a lot about David.
但为什么这两卷书被称为撒母耳记呢？
But why are these two books called First and Second Samuel?
为什么不叫大卫记呢？
Why isn't it about 1st and 2nd David?
因为不论是扫罗还是大卫，都是神借着撒母耳而出现。
So whether it was Saul or David, God has used Samuel for them to be manifested.
所以撒母耳是神用的一个器皿，是为着神在以色列人百姓当中能够来带出君王。
So Samuel was a vessel used by God to usher in the kings.
撒母耳是神用来转换时代的器皿。
Samuel was a vessel used by God to turn around the times.
撒母耳作为器皿，他其实不是为了他自己，而是为了成就神手中工作的器皿。
Samuel as a vessel was not existing for himself, but he was a vessel used by God in God's work.
所以我们开始读的圣经的时候，我们看到当撒母耳年纪老迈的时候，以色列的百姓就来对撒母耳说。
So we see that when Samuel got old, the people of Israel went to Samuel and say,
叫撒母耳呢为他们立一个王来治理他们，就像他们周围的列国一样。
They want, these people wanted a king just like all the other nations around them.
圣经说撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理他们。
The Bible says that Samuel was displeased by the fact that they say, send us a king.
撒母耳知道当百姓来求立一个王的时候，实际上这些百姓是在弃绝他。
Samuel knew that when the people were asking for a king, in reality, they were rejecting him.
撒母耳是在他们当中说做祭司的，是做士师的。
Samuel was a priest and a judge in the midst of the Israelites.
他完全可以也有理由来向他们来发怒，来斥责他们。
He has perfect right to be mad at this people.
但我们看到撒母耳实在是一个贵重的器皿。
However, we see that Samuel was really a vessel for honor.
他有一个美好的反应。
He had a beautiful reaction.
他就祷告耶和华，把自己的感觉放下，他没有抱怨，也没有找人抱怨。
He laid down his own emotions and he prayed to the Lord and he did not murmur.
他而是来到神的面前来祷告，他不是并不是为着自己的冤屈，他而是为着神的百姓。
He prayed to the Lord. He was not praying about his own misgivings, but he was praying for the people of Israel.
神就来对他说了一句话。
Therefore, God said this to him.
因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要。我做他们的王。
It says that for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them.
我想那时候撒母耳的感觉不是说好像就好了的这样感觉。
I didn't sense that Samuel just suddenly got recovered from all this event.
我想撒母耳的心中他是更加的忧伤。
I actually sense that Samuel was even more grieved in his heart.
因为作为神贵重的器皿，他是能够来体贴神的心。
Because as a vessel for honor, he is mindful of God's heart.
当神的百姓来厌弃神的时候，
When the people of God has rejected God,
所以神的心是忧伤的。
Therefore, God's heart was grieved.
当神的心忧伤的时候，他的器皿也应当是忧伤。
When God's heart was grieved, his vessels should also be grieved.
而当神的心是满足的时候，他的器皿的心应该是喜乐的。
And when God's heart is satisfied, the hearts of his vessels are also joyful.
这样，这个器皿才能够来甘心服在神大能的手下。
Therefore, the vessels are willing to yield to the mighty hand of God.
他才能甘心地放下自己的情感、自己的意愿和自己的利益。
Therefore, these vessels are totally willing to lay down their own emotions and their own privileges and their own thoughts.
所以不多久，当神的百姓意识到他们求王的这件事情是得罪神的事的时候，
So not long after, the people of Israel realized that asking for a king was a bad thing.
撒母耳他并没有幸灾乐祸，显出自己的公义。
Samuel didn't say, "Aha, this shows how righteous I was."
而是说，至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华。
But Samuel said, "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you."
中文这里说以致得罪耶和华，其实说如果我停止祷告耶和华，就得罪神。
Here it says, if I cease praying for you, I would sin against God.
他没有因为百姓来厌弃他，他就来厌弃百姓。
He did not reject the people only because the people rejected him.
因为他知道神并没有撇弃这些百姓，即使这些百姓厌弃神。
Because he knew God did not forsake these people, even though the people have rejected God.
他可以不停止地为这些百姓祷告，不是为着他的自己，是为着神，是为着神的百姓。
He did not cease to pray for these people. It's for God and for these people.
同样， 撒母耳在扫罗被神废弃作王的时候，也是终夜哀求耶和华。
Likewise, when Saul rejected God, Samuel was also grieved and praying, cried out to the Lord all night.
因为扫罗也是神的百姓，也是神所拣选的器皿。
Because Saul was also in the people, his, one of his people, and he was also a vessel chosen by God.
撒母耳可以放下自己来为所有的百姓来祷告。
Samuel can lay himself down and pray for all the people of God.
因为他知道神为每一个失败的器皿来忧伤。
Because he knew that God grieved over every single vessel that was in failure.
一个能体贴神的心，能把神的百姓放在心中的，在神的眼中就是一个贵重的器皿。
A vessel for honor is one that can be mindful of God's heart and can put the benefits of the people in his heart.
我们相比较扫罗。
By contrast, look
at Saul. 他也是神的一个器皿，其实是一个挺大的器皿。
Saul was also a vessel of God, and in fact, he was a big vessel for God.
是一个被神高作王的器皿。
He was anointed by God to be king.
但他最终呢，被神废弃作王。
However, eventually he was rejected by God to be king.
当我们来看扫罗这个器皿的时候，
As we look at Saul as a vessel,
他其实不是一个坏人。
He wasn't a bad person.
反而从神的眼中来，从人的眼中来看，他其实是一个相当不错的好人。
From man's perspective, he's actually a pretty good guy.
他不仅外表高大英俊。
Not only was he tall and handsome from the external appearance,
他在人的面前也非常的谦卑。
He was also very humble before men.
所以他实在是一个合人心意的人。
He was really someone who is after men's heart.
但合人的心意不一定是合神的心意。
However, a man after man's heart is not someone who is after God's heart.
因为在神的眼中，人的天然、人的肉体是一无良善的。
Because in God's eyes, there is no good in man's nature and man's own self.
所以我们看到一个天然的人，活在肉体里的人，永远是无法顺服神，无法遵行神的旨意。
Therefore, we can see that a man who is living in his natural self can never follow the will of God.
扫罗他爱惜自己，惧怕人，过于敬畏神。
Saul loves himself and he is fearful of the people more than he is in fear of God.
即使他是被膏的，但是他没有活在这个膏油的下面。
Even though he was anointed, he did not live in this anointing.
他反而顺着肉体而活。
However, he was living by his flesh.
所以他最后的结局就是被神弃绝作王。
Therefore, his end result was that he was rejected as king by God.
不仅被弃作王，最后他不能在仇敌的面前能够来站立得住。
Not only was he rejected as king by God, he could not stand firm before God's enemies.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是一个受膏的人。
Every single one who has been saved by grace is an anointed person.
如果我们还是照着我们的肉体的喜好而活，顺着自己的旨意而活，不顺从圣灵的带领的话，
If we're still living according our own fleshly desires and not obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们的结局就像扫罗一样，不能被神使用，而成为一个卑贱的器皿。
Our end result would be just like Saul. We would not be used by God. We would become vessel for dishonor.
神盼望我们每一个都能够来成为像撒母耳一样的器皿。
God desires every single one of us to become a vessel just like Samuel.
而不是像以利或者扫罗那样卑贱的器皿。
And not be like Eli or Saul, vessels for dishonor.
我们很多的时候我们都在想，我可能不大会像以利或者扫罗这样子。
A lot of times we think maybe we'll not be like Saul or Eli.
但是呢，我好像撒母耳呢，这个好像也不行。
However, I can't reach the level of Samuel either.
但当我们来读圣经的时候，我们就知道撒母耳是可拉的后裔。
As we read the Bible, we know that Samuel was the descendants of Korah.
可拉的后裔原来是被神咒诅，是落在神审判当中的主意。
The sons of Korah were cursed by God And he was one of their descendants.
但撒母耳却成为了一个敬虔的后代。
However, Samuel became a person who revered God out of that line.
所以对我们来说，无论我们曾经失败了多少次，或者有多少次来得罪神，或者甚至背逆我们的神。
So for us, no matter how many times we failed, how many times we have rebelled against God,
当我们如果能够每一次都能够来真心的悔改在神的面前的时候。
However, each time after we fail, if we repent with a true heart before God,
神就可以在我们当中能够来找到贵重的器皿。
God will find vessels for honor in his midst.
就像敬虔的撒母耳是出于被咒诅的可拉的后裔。
Just like Samuel, he came out of this cursed race Korah, but he became a man of reference to God.
在今天是处在一个非常的混乱或者属灵非常荒凉的时代。
Today, these days, we live in a days of chaos and spiritual desolation.
个人任意而行的时代。
Everyone is doing what is right in his own eyes.
但神来呼召我们，叫我们自洁脱离卑贱，做贵重的器皿，来合乎主用。
However, God calls us to cleanse ourselves from these dishonorable things, sanctify, useful to the master, to become vessels for honor.
神要得着贵重的器皿，在神的百姓当中来做这个改变的工作，让神的百姓重新回到神的旨意中去。
So God wants to gain vessels for honor, so that his people can go back to his heart's desire once again.
神所要的贵重器皿一定是一个不看环境只单单向神的器皿。
God is looking for vessels that do not look at the outward conditions but only at God.
有一颗纯洁单纯的心。
He has a heart of simplicity and purity.
神所要的贵重器皿一定是一个愿意学习听见神的话，愿意来答应神呼召的人。
A vessel for honor is someone who is willing to learn to hear God's voice and to respond to his voice.
神所要的贵重器皿一定是一个忠心和顺服于神的人。
The vessel that God wants to use is certainly a vessel that can be loyal and faithful to God.
神所要的器皿也一定是一个不为着自己而全心为着神旨意的人。
God also wants to gain a vessel that is not for himself, but also for God's will.
如果我们是成为神手中这样贵重的器皿的话，
If we have become vessels for honor in the hands of God,
在家庭当中我们就可以成为和睦。
In our family life, it would be harmonious.
在工作或者学习的时候我们就可以成为见证。
In our studies and our work, we can become his testimony.
在聚会当中就能够来带进神的祝福。
In our assembly, we can usher in the blessing of God.
在我们在一起侍奉的时候就能够来充满了膏油。
As we serve together, it will be full of his anointing.
我们知道神是一直在呼召我们。
We know that God is continuously calling out for us.
一直在来寻找一个一个能合乎他用的贵重器皿。
He is seeking one by one vessels useful to him.
那么贵重的器皿到底是怎样产生的呢？
So how is a vessel for honor produced?
我们来看撒母耳这个神手中贵重的器皿是怎样被带到这个世上来的呢？
We can see how Samuel was brought into this world.
撒母耳是借着他母亲哈拿的祷告而得来的。
Samuel was begotten through the prayers of his mother, Hannah.
他母亲哈拿当时是没有儿女，他就被他的仇敌来羞辱。
His mother Hannah at the time did not have children, so she was put to shame by her rival.
在以色列当中，如果一个女子她不能生育的话，她是一个非常羞耻的事情。
At that time among the people of Israel, if a woman cannot bear children, that is a very shameful thing.
就像我们的属灵光景，如果当我们没有生命的果子的时候，这实在是一件羞辱的事情。
It's just like our spiritual life. If we cannot bear spiritual fruit, it is a shameful thing.
哈拿就为这件事情来愁苦。
Therefore, Hannah was distressed over this thing.
她就将她这个心中这个愁苦带到神的面前去痛哭，去祈求。
He brought his distress before the presence of God, and she wept bitterly before God.
当我们看到我们属灵荒凉的光景的时候，会不会愁苦？
Do we get distressed when we see the dissolution in our spiritual life?
会不会到神的面前去痛哭? 我们有没有到神的面前去祈求?
Do we ever weep bitterly as a result before God? And do we ever offer up supplication to God on this matter? Hannah offered up her supplication and she wept bitterly. Therefore, O Lord of God of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy maidservant and remember me and not forget thy maidservant and will give thy maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life.
他在祷告中, 他不仅能够来向神倾诉他自己的痛苦,自己的需要,
not only was she pouring out her distress and her need before God,
而且他看见神的痛苦,神的需要,
she also saw God's need and God's distress.
因为不仅她愿意得到一个后裔,
not only was she willing to get a descendant,
因为神也渴望得到一个能够来终生归给他的人,
because God also desired for someone who is dedicated to him all the days of his life.
所以我们看到哈娜祷告, 她从自己的需要就转到祷告神的需要。
So we see that Hannah here, from praying for her own need, she turned to the need of God, praying for God's need.
神听了哈娜这个祷告, 就叫哈娜怀孕, 日期满足的时候, 就生了一个儿子。
So the Lord God heard her prayer, and at the fullness of days, she gave him a son. She was pregnant and gave birth to a son.
她给他起名叫撒母耳。
And she named him Samuel.
撒母耳这个名字的意思就是, 这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
The name Samuel meant, I have asked him from God.
撒母耳这个神能够来用来改变时代的器皿, 是借着他母亲的祷告, 从耶和华那里求来的。
Samuel became a vessel that God used to transform his generation. It was through started with the prayers of his mother Hannah.
我们能够今天能够来生在神的国里面。
Today we are born in the kingdom of God.
也是借着祷告从神那里求来的。
We were also birthed through the prayers to God.
我们回想我们每一个人得救的经历。
We think about all of our experiences, how we were saved.
我们今天能够来成为神的儿女。
Today we become children of God.
无一不是有人一直在为你祷告。
Wasn't it because there were people who were praying for us?
这个为你一直祷告的人可能是你的母亲。
This person who is praying for you continuously may be your mother.
可能你的父亲,你的妻子,你的丈夫。
Maybe your father, your wife, your husband.
甚至是你的孩子。
Or even your children.
或者你的朋友,或者你的邻舍。
Or your friends or your neighbors.
甚至一些你根本不认识的弟兄姐妹。
Or even brothers and sisters you do not know.
我们都是借着祷告才能被带进神的国里。
We were all ushered into the kingdom of God through prayers.
同样我们今天要成为一个合乎主用的器皿。
Likewise, today we want to be vessels useful to the master.
也只有借着不住的祷告从神那里求来。
We could only bring this forth through unceasing prayer to God.
我们周三在教会有祷告会。
Wednesday night, we have prayer meetings at the church building.
平时我们在各区有晨祷或者晚祷的聚会。
In all different regions, we have a morning watch or evening watch.
我们也有我们自己祷告的时间。
We also have our own individual prayer time.
我们在祷告的时候，不仅为着我们的自己的需要， 也要为着神的需要。
We should not only just pray for our own needs, but we should also pray for the needs of God.
为着神要在我们中间得着合乎他用的器皿。
We should pray for God to receive vessels useful to him in our midst.
其实我们不管是为什么来祷告。
In reality, regardless of why you pray to God,
所以祷告的目的就是一个, 就是让神得到这个器皿。
The purpose of prayer is for God to obtain his vessels.
我们的祷告可以为很多的事项来祷告。
We could pray for many, many matters.
但我们的祷告不是让神来成就我们这些事情。
But our prayer is not for God to accomplish these matters.
而是来叫神能够来得着人。
It is for God to gain people.
让神能够来得着合乎他用的器皿。
It's for God to gain vessels useful to Him.
因为这个器皿只有借着我们的祷告从神那里求来。
Because these vessels are only birthed through the prayers before God.
我们愿不愿意为着神的需要，我们来一起来同心合一的祷告呢？
Are we willing to pray for the need of God in one accord?
神要在这个世代在我们的当中来做复兴的工作。
God wants to do His revival work in our midst, in our generation.
神要先得着复兴他工作的器皿。
God first needs to gain vessels to revive His work.
神要借着我们的祷告来产生他复兴的器皿。
God wants to birth vessels for revival.For His revival work.
愿意也愿意我们能够来借着祷告来回答神的这个呼召。
Through our own prayers, we can also respond to His request.
使我们自洁脱离卑贱。
So that we can cleanse ourselves from dishonorable things.
成为贵重的器皿合乎主用。
Sanctified, become vessels for honor, useful to the master.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天你能够来对我们来说话。
Lord, we thank you that you've spoken to us today.
我们实在是求你，你说在我们的里面的话不是徒然而返回。
We entreat you so that words that you spoke to us do not return in vain.
我们求你的圣灵来光照我们，来鉴察我们每一个人的心。
We entreat you to use your Holy Spirit to enlighten us and to examine each one of our hearts.
叫我们不要成为这个卑贱的器皿，使你的名被羞辱。
So that we do not become vessels for dishonor and to bring shame to your name.
愿意我们像撒母耳一样成为一个贵重的器皿能够来合乎主用。
We desire to become like Samuel, to become vessels for honor, useful to the master.
在这个末后的时代，我们来求你在我们当中来做这个分别的一个工作。
In the end times, we entreat you to do your work of separation in our midst.
在你的百姓的当中得到更多尊贵的器皿。
In your people, gain more vessels for honor.
是能够来得到那个你的尊贵跟荣耀
so that we can bring glory and honor to you.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.